tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 1-800-958-6699. That's 1-800-958-6699. Again, 1-800-958-6699.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network programmed with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's the broadcast weekend of March 23rd, 2018, and yes, you're tuned into Tomorrow, and yep, I am Dave Graveline, your humble host here to hopefully solve your digital dilemmas, anything that relates to consumer tech. We're here to help you with Horacio Anarosmo in the control room here in the studio.
Chris Graveline.
And some tech news and commentary before we get back to your calls, solving those digital dilemmas, which, by the way, in the event you've never called the show or participated, please consider doing it, mainly because we want to hear you on the air. You make the show. Your questions, comments, concerns, help for other listeners, sharing your favorite app these days, or even sharing some tech rage. It all helps make the broadcast. And we love to have you on the show. And then we love to send you prizes for participating. And it really is that easy. A lot of folks say they have a lot of fun when they call our 800 number because I sort of hold your hand through the process, if you will. You'll see what I mean when you call. Or you can use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps and participate that way. We do read an occasional email, but it's all about hearing you. It's radio, after all. And we want to hear you on the show. So do call us, won't you, at
800-899-INTO.
That's
800-899-4686.
Oh, very good cues. Tech news and commentary, what do you got?
NASA's robotic space station crew member could head down to Earth as early as May for repairs. I didn't even know there was a robotic space station crew member before I...
Me either.
Robonaut 2 will hitch a ride on a Dragon spacecraft as part of SpaceX's 14th commercial resupply mission, which is set to launch to the International Space Station no earlier than April 2nd, and is slated to return to Earth a month later. This is according to NASA officials. Pete Hasbrook, associate program scientist for the International Space Station program, said that Robonaut has had some issues with being able to power up on orbit, and that has gone on for at least a year or two. After a lot of troubleshooting on orbit and a lot of analysis on the ground, they've concluded that there is a short of some sort in one of the circuit boards, and they're going to need to bring that robot home to do some repairs.
And apparently just smacking it upside the head hasn't solved the problem.
I guess so.
Wow.
But, you know, I've seen pictures, and it looks kind of like a humanoid shape, about because there's an astronaut, like, you know, floating next to it, and about twice the size of a human, but apparently
Whoa.
It does some work up there robotically.
Does it do any spacewalks, do you know?
I don't know.
Well, maybe not with a glitch.
Probably not.
That would be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. But apparently, you know, the repairs are big enough where they have to bring it back to Earth instead of going up there to fix it.
Is a human bringing it back, or it's just going to go on its own?
It's going to hitch a ride back on a SpaceX rocket. That's all I know.
Oh, wow. Wow, very cool. Which will probably just land on its own at a docking station. So that'll work pretty well. Fitbit is attempting to appeal to female fitness enthusiasts with a curvier design and a lower price for its latest smartwatch. The Fitbit Versa will cost $200 and be available next month.
Yeah, because us guys, you know, we like less curvy designs and more expensive devices.
Right. That's why I thought when their press release came out and said, you know, for female fitness enthusiasts, curvier design, lower price, that's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, I like to wear a boxy thing around my wrist, and I like to pay more for it.
Yeah, pay more than any lady would pay. I mean, come on. Oh, jeez. Well, Fitbit, like a lot of other folks, are doing whatever they can to stay relevant, I guess would be a good way to put it. I mean, it's still $200 for crying out loud, but it's a smart watch, they're calling it now. It's more than just counting your steps, you know. It might even tell you the time. It's still a whole lot less expensive than the Apple Watch. And no, it's not called an iWatch.
Yes. Uh-huh. Cadillac has announced the availability of a native Spotify app for its 2018 models, which is designed to highlight driving-specific playlists. Cadillac owners can download the Spotify app through the infotainment system app store and use the vehicle's 4G LTE connection to listen to music without their phone. Cadillac says that 30 hours of listening equates to about a gigabyte of data use.
Hmm.
The interface is designed to resemble the mobile and PC apps with five main screens: home, recently played, library, browse, and mini player. Users will be able to access the artists and albums in their collection, browse using the touchscreen, as well as access Spotify curated sections, including sing-alongs and driving songs. Cadillac says that the new app conforms to the Department of Transportation's driver distraction guidelines by minimizing the amount of information on the screen and including larger font sizes.
And see, that kind of makes sense to me, because a lot of folks, I know you especially, when you like to take your drives to the Keys or something, you have driving music. There are certain songs, not just to keep you awake, but because they're just driving songs, you know, from certain bands, whatever the case, or just, you know, upbeat tunes, whatever, that are very helpful. And a lot of people, I think, can relate to driving songs more than any other thing. Well, maybe you have your, you know, gym workout songs or your yard work songs or something. But I think everybody can relate to driving songs. Yeah. And good for Cadillac to say, we're going to put that together and make it the built-in part with the 4G LTE thing. I think that's kind of neat.
In fact, I have a separate Amazon Music playlist that's just for driving to the Keys. And I know that sounds crazy, but they're the songs that basically get me in the mood so that by the time I'm there, I've spent the last 3.5 hours listening to these songs on the way down there. And
I'm guessing there's a lot of Jimmy Buffett.
There is some Jimmy Buffett.
I bet. I kind of knew that was going to happen. But I think that's a clever idea. And more car companies will undoubtedly come out with those kinds of things, too. That just makes sense. You know, we've talked a lot in our 23 years on the air covering consumer tech about companies that come out with technologies that they then try to find a market for.
Mm-hmm.
It's the wrong way to do it, it seems. Here is a classic example. Okay, now, you know what? A lot of people, if they're out for a drive, a long drive, not just a little commute to work or something, really want driving tunes. So let's do it. And then it makes sense, and perhaps it'll be successful for them. But you got to buy a Cadillac, I guess.
Yeah. And the fact that that includes a bunch of sing-along songs. I mean, where else do you sing along but in the car?
In the shower.
Well, okay, there's another market.
Okay. So now we got to have Moen or Delta or some plumbing manufacturer that's going to come out with
some. I know. I have seen some of those premium showers that include MP3 players right there in the shower.
Very true. Yeesh. Sea of Thieves is expected to demonstrate a major advantage of the Xbox One as it allows players to interact with PC players. That, according to analyst Carter Rogers. The game is also part of Microsoft's Xbox Game Pass series or service, which will likely boost the subscription service's appeal. They seem to be doing okay for themselves, but there's another advantage where you can do something real specific where an Xbox One can play along with PC players and do a little cross-platform kind of stuff and interact with each other and play games, which is solving a lot of problems.
Yeah, well, it's also Microsoft's way of trying to probably sell some more Xbox Ones because, apparently you guys aren't doing so well.
I don't blame them, but that's good marketing, I think. And there are those who are just, typically, nope, it's all PC games for me. I'm not a console person, or vice versa. You know, we've talked on the show for years that there's a lot of real heavy gamers that are, no, it's got to be Xbox One or PlayStation 4 or that sort of thing. Well, in this case, Xbox One will allow you to play. Maybe you got some friends that are just PC players. And in this case, if you're both into Sea of Thieves, then you can just play together and have a good time and live happily ever after.
Yeah. I have a console at home. It's a PS4 that, we bought about 2.5 years ago, basically for me and my son to use. And I think combined in the last 2.5 years, I think we may have used it maybe for an hour total. I'm usually on Angry Birds on my phone, and he's playing something on the iPad, and, we don't really use the console.
You're supposed to be doing work in your spare time. Don't you have some QuickBooks tutorials to get through or something? And things that will make you more valuable to the company?
I'm talking about gaming. The type of gaming I do is generally Angry Birds.
There's
no gaming in QuickBooks.
Well, there could be.
Well, yeah.
Pretend it is a game, and maybe you'll learn more about it.
Yeah,
we'll make money instead of losing.
But I tend to lose at the games, so we don't want to pretend that QuickBooks is a game.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very effective.
Yeah.
Renowned U.S. physicist Michio Kaku has outlined the terrifying evolution of robots. And think about this. He foresees robots becoming so advanced that they will eventually replace the human race. And in order to stop them before they get any murderous thoughts and they start to kill humans. Now, this is Michio Kaku, or Cuckoo, right? He says, right now, robots have the intelligence of a bug, including the one with the bug in, at the space station that needs to come home. But as decades go by, he says they will become as smart as a mouse, then a rat, then a cat, then a dog, and a monkey, and even replace humans near the end of the century.
Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated.
Yes. Kaku believes that a chip should be inserted in their brains to shut them off automatically if they get murderous thoughts. Interesting. He also believes that humans will have no choice but to merge with robots. Really? Saying, this may sound strange, but remember that it is the people of the far future, not us, who will decide how far they want to modify themselves to deal with super smart robots.
I think he's been watching too much Star Trek The Next Generation. The Borg, who are, you know, they have set themselves out to assimilate all beings,
yeah,
and turn them into Borg.
But imagine your robot having murderous thoughts. It's bad enough when people say, don't die with your cat in the house, it'll eat you.
Mm-hmm.
But that gives you something else to worry about if you have a robot. Uh-oh, my Roomba has murderous thoughts.
Well, my toaster's going to kill me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, don't keep it in the bathroom, and then it won't kill you. But that's interesting how he's really concerned about this and says if robots aren't implanted with a chip to reverse murderous thoughts, then they're going to kill us. Wow. What do you think? What do you think? 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686. I want to know, are you scared? Are you running for your lives already from robots or writing to your great-grandchildren to be aware of their robots? Because they're going to have them. Tim in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, listens on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Hey, Tim.
Started kayak fishing and have looked into several different cases for a Samsung S7 Edge. I know nothing is completely waterproof, but I'm looking for one that I can use while I'm kayak fishing as well as when I'm just out in everyday life that I can clip onto my belt. And was looking for you all's opinion on what the best one would be.
Well, it's our pleasure, Tim. Your S7 Edge has some level of built-in waterproofing. It can withstand being submerged, but not very deep, and certainly not for a long period of time. But it does have some waterproofing already, so that's a good starting point.
Yeah, that's not to say that you shouldn't get a case like you want to, in fact, we'd recommend you do get some extra protection of your very expensive device. To that end, the only real option we've seen that will work on an S7 Edge and be water-resistant is the Ghost Tech line of waterproof cases. Dave keeps trying to talk to the Catalyst CEO into making cases for Android phones, but so far he hasn't had much luck.
Yeah, they just won't do it. I mean, they make great stuff for all Apple products, and good for them. And they've sent us a bunch of things, and we give them away over the years on the air and stuff, but they're just not interested in us droids. But that's okay. We'll keep giving their stuff away to those of you iPhonies who can use them. Ghost Tech talks about their cases as protection you can use to dive and swim with your phone. We'd probably err on the side of safety and skip the swimming part and even the diving part, but they may be a good layer of protection for you to consider. Now, a Ghost Tech Atomic Premium will cost you around $65. For around $5, you can get a fancier version of a Ziploc bag with a strap to wear it around your neck. These bags are just generics. They all look mostly the same, but they do tend to do a decent job if you're not planning to intentionally submerge your phone.
Now, if you're going to risk them and go with one of these, we'd really encourage you to put a piece of paper inside the case or bag and dunk it underwater. If the paper stays dry, then maybe consider putting your phone in it. Otherwise, invest in something better.
Let us know what you end up going with, because we're happy to share that information with others that want to do a similar thing. And I think it's a good job. You want to keep that phone safe by all means. And do so by meeting us at intotomorrow.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
More devices, more screens means more opportunities for content owners to move more entertainment material to us consumers. What content are you looking for? And are you watching less actual TV these days because you're on your mobile devices instead? Welcome back into Tomorrow. Horatio and Erasmo in the control room. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Stay tuned. In just a few minutes, Dave will be chatting with Monica Eaton Cardone. She's the Chief Operating Officer, co-founder, and owner of Chargebacks 911. They're helping e-stores and online merchants increase revenue and eliminate chargeback fraud. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by the OWC Thunderblade. For the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage with transfer speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second. Learn more at OWCDigital.com.
It's time for our Epoch History Feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
IFA history.
Television first got color in 1954 in the U.S. with a shadow stripe mask using the NTSC standard, at the time jokingly referred to as never the same color. Germany had just started TV broadcast in black and white, as the Allied forces had to authorize the use of TV, and no more than 4,000 TV sets had been sold in 1952 with the not-so-impressive screen size of 9x9 inch. Much later, in 1963, first shown at IFA, a European color technology was introduced with the PAL system, which solved the problems of NTSC using phase alternation. That's this week's IFA update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
Can you imagine, with our 65 and 75-inch TVs now and everything, watching TV on a 9-inch screen?
Been there, done that.
Well, I mean, we do it on our phones, but I mean, for your regular TV enjoyment where the whole family's gathered round and watching a 9-inch screen.
Yeah,
wow.
It'd be crazy.
I know. Well, we've come a long way, have we not?
Yes.
Technology does make a difference. Travis in Tyler, Texas, listening on KTBB. Hello, Travis.
I have an interest in the applications and the dongles, particularly Bluetooth dongles, for reading the trouble codes from your car. I've recently purchased an OBD2 dongle, and I noticed that on your program you don't talk much about car electronics and the new ways of diagnosing or tuning up your car via a phone app, and I'd like to get your viewpoints on that.
Well, Travis, it's a good point. We do talk about it, but you're right, not nearly enough. And there's certainly a lot more car tech these days than ever before. So we will take and heed your advice there and be sure and cover more of it. We actually haven't seen too many, though, new smart tools to diagnose or tune up cars lately. The biggest advantage we've seen in the OBD dongles, again, onboard diagnostics, OBD, is that they now connect to your phone via Bluetooth rather than requiring a computer with the right software installed. Now, if you're a car guy, you may know that there are some OBD tools to reprogram the ECU if you get larger tires, for example, or just for better performance. But surprisingly, we haven't seen those interface with a phone yet. The kind we're familiar with use physical switches on the device itself.
Now, we've seen and used OBD devices in cars for GPS tracking and driving data. Those are usually geared at parents that want to track their teens when they begin to drive to know if they're speeding through a school zone on their way to see someone the parents disapprove of, for example.
Yeah.
Similar devices are used in fleets to see if employees are where they're supposed to be or if they went fishing on company time instead. There's one interesting use we've seen lately. Devices like Automatic integrate your car to your smart home and can do things like locking your smart locks when you drive away or open your garage when you turn the corner.
And then that can be handy when you think about those things. Well, I've got a button that does that or an app that I can do that with. But if it does things automatically that are integrated with your car, then imagine the time saving, as long as you can be comfortable that it's doing the right thing. Like if you drive away and assume your house is locked now, do you get confirmation? Important.
Right. In fact, and I read just yesterday as we're recording that, I believe it was Ford is coming out with devices that plug into that OBD port for some of their older cars that are turning them into now 4G LTE hotspots.
Mm, which is kind of cool. Now, somebody's got to pay for that, including the device, but then you're also going to pay for the cellular service.
It uses, I think, Verizon's network, which, is sometimes good, sometimes not so good. But, that at least is another use of that OBD port.
Now, the thing about those devices is that your phone can now tell you that you're driving. So it may be less expensive to just have your phone talk to your smart home unless you're interested in also having access to the onboard diagnostics and constant GPS tracking that having an automatic device plugged into your OBD port would offer. Just some additional thoughts. But Travis, I hope we've helped you out there a little bit. And again, we'll heed your input about talking more about car tech and vehicle tech as we progress further into tomorrow. We invite you to swing by our site anytime at your leisure. Hopefully you bookmark us and visit intotomorrow.com often.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Reporting from the front lines of tech for the last 22-plus years and bringing you into tomorrow, I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to know that you can join us anytime, 24/7. Anytime you've got a question, a concern, a digital dilemma, if you will, a question about consumer tech, anything at all. Maybe you just want to share with us your favorite app these days. That's always fun, too. When we hear you on the air, you automatically win stuff. Many of our guests and sponsors, other friends of the program, are regularly sending us cool things to share with you, and that's what it's all about. So 800-899-INTO, anytime, 24/7, at your leisure, 1-800-899-4686. Or even better, the Into Tomorrow app, and then use the audio option. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. Snag the app and then select audio. We want to hear you on the program. Our next guest is helping e-stores and online merchants increase revenue and eliminate chargeback fraud, which is a problem, I think, for all kinds of companies, but certainly online companies as well. She is the Chief Operating Officer, co-founder, and owner of Chargebacks 911, Monica Eaton Cardone. Monica, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I am great, Dave. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I understand that you represent clients in a whole bunch of countries all around the world and manage a lot of online transactions to the tune of over $2 billion every year. So chances are you probably know what you're talking about.
Well, I would hope so. We definitely stay busy.
Well, give me a little more of an idea then from a consumer standpoint, what it is that you guys do, since people listening, if they don't own an e-store or they're not an online merchant, why is Chargebacks 911 important to us?
Well, from a consumer, basically when it comes to chargebacks and payments online. This is a mechanism that has to be protected and secure. And as a consumer, the thing that you guys are most, that we're all most interested with, is security and also convenience. So when you add that convenience factor with all of the innovation that's happening in technology companies today, look at Google, Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, all of these companies, convenience is major, majorly important. And as a result, we have security issues that we have to resolve. This is where we come into place. We help balance that efficiency and security and give advice and guidance and provide a service to e-commerce merchants so that they can serve the demand on both sides of the chain.
Aha. Uh-huh. And one of the things I know that you've been dealing with as well was helping parents to protect kids' safety and privacy. So that kind of plays an interesting role in the things that you do. Can you explain how you accomplish that?
Sure. So we started, part of our business involves consumer or human behavioral analytics. This is, you know, trying kind of like the psychology of a customer. What makes you buy? But more importantly, you know, what types of decisions lead to criminal behavior? How can we track that? What are the patterns? And it all kind of builds out to this big web. And in delving into these types of topics, we find there's a lot of educational gaps that technology introduces that leads to all sorts of fraud and chargebacks, frankly, from the least suspected audience, our kids. And you know, this usually happens. I'll give you an example. So this is where we would get involved. If you have an iPhone, and that iPhone, believe it or not, it has security controls, it has parental controls, but most of us take off those controls and we share our passwords with our children. There should be no harm in that until our kids share those passwords with criminals, use those passwords to buy things on our iPhone that may not be authorized. Maybe they bought 20 lives of Candy Crush, my own personal story.
Yeah.
And, you know, this ends up, it creates friction in our environment. It turns into fraud. It creates chargebacks, and it's just a messy problem. So we really kind of delved into it. It started out with just a scenario to help identify, you know, some of these problems from an educational point of view. And then we realized when it comes to a lack of education in families, man, it spans to a whole different world. It's not just security with some mobile devices and phones and parents making sure that kids know what the rules are, but it's also other security threats, not just sharing passwords with criminals, but even their own toys can be used as a security threat and can be used for criminal behavior if they don't know.
Yeah, we've talked, Monica, lately on the show quite a bit about things like internet-connected smart toys that are giving up more information than parents realize.
Yes. Unfortunately, this is true. So with all the demand about the latest and greatest innovative technical, you know, the coolest toys that there are, toy innovators and manufacturers are creating smart toys. So think of a smartphone. It does everything. It connects through Wi-Fi networks. It can record you. It can speak back. It can store data. It can take videos. Well, the downside with all of this is that you have a toy in the hands of a child that may not actually realize, you know, what's smart and what is not smart for their use of this toy. For example, if it's taking videos, is it also taking videos of parents? Is it taking videos of other areas that maybe it's taking a video of, you know, passwords, credentials? But not only that, the toys often have GPS. They have Wi-Fi. This enables hackers to break into these types of devices just like they would into a cell phone or a computer. And it's an attractive vehicle for hackers because it's relatively new. Whenever there's new technology, there's going to be loopholes. And what's worse is when you have a child, chances are they don't have the education that an adult has. So they don't know, you know, maybe there's a security setting that they can turn the Wi-Fi signal off if they're in a public place. They wouldn't know that. And these also produce other gaps for security threats.
Yeah, I would imagine that a lot of parents don't realize that smart toys can be vulnerable, and especially in the various ways that you talked about, to being hacked by criminals and to being being able to get more information from the child who is oblivious to why that's a problem. Now it's up to parents to have to make the difference.
Yes, yes. I mean, there's a few things that can be done on this, you know, on this track so that you can make sure that you're safeguarded with these smart toys. Everything can be used to, you know, if you're educated about some of the threats, then you can definitely use it for the benefits. But just for example, many toys, even watches today, are built for kids and they have a GPS tracker. Well, the FBI, as early as July 17th, so very recent, has released a warning for these types of toys to parents to make sure that you get educated about what types of security protocols are in place for these toys. If, for example, if you have GPS enabled, then that particular toy could get hacked, and now the child that you are trying to track for your own security is actually being able to be tracked by the criminal who you're trying to prevent. So it really is. It becomes a situation that's definitely a dichotomy.
Oh, for sure. I understand also there's been an award-winning toy, a smart toy called My Friend Kayla, that was recently banned in Germany, yet it's still available for sale in the U.S. What's wrong with that toy, and what should parents be looking out for?
You know, at the end of the day, it really is just about a lack of education. A cell phone can be used as a weapon. But it can also function as a great device to improve efficiency and have good communication. With these toys as well, I think in the U.S., we don't have as much we haven't been exposed as much to some of the problems or threats that some of these smart toys can actually lend. In Germany, there has been some incidents reported. And as a result, the government stepped in to take action. There's always going to be threats with any new types of technology. Really what needs to happen is, as a population, parents specifically, just need to get educated about how these toys operate. And there's 5 points, 5 things that you can do as a parent to make sure that you're protected and that, you know, these toys, you're only allowing the benefit. You're actually preventing the threat.
And what would those 5 be?
So I'm glad that you asked. there's 5 things that you can do to safeguard these smart toys. First thing, make sure that you understand all the security protocols. Familiarize yourself so that you know how to turn things off, how to turn it on, if your toy is actually capturing data, when the video capture goes on, pictures. Really get familiar, read that fine print security manual that comes with the toy and make sure that you understand what it does and when. Then, this is something that's often forgotten, get security updates. If you have a smart toy, chances are it gets online. It's on the internet. It's connected to Wi-Fi. Just like your computer or your phone, there are different threats and breaches and all sorts of, you know, problematic programs that try to attack different networks and programs. And it's important for you to know that there are security updates. Download those updates. So connect it to your Wi-Fi, look for security updates, and make sure that it is updated at all times. Maybe do it once a week. Number 3, create a Google alert. You can create a Google alert for the toy name, and then you'll get an alert automatically if something is put online suggesting that there was a breach or there's some problem. You want to be notified immediately. That will hit the internet first. Make sure that it comes into your inbox immediately. The 4th thing, make sure that you turn off the toy when it's not in use. This seems like common sense. However, it's rarely practiced. These toys are really, they're designed for children. They're designed, for an innovative experience that should be fun and high tech. And this should happen in your home. It shouldn't be happening outside of the home in public places. So make sure that those toys are used for the intended purpose and turn them off if you're traveling. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing, have open communication with your child. When you get a toy, oftentimes it's, you know, you don't want to talk to them about security. You're afraid to communicate any type of potential threat. However, kids nowadays are technically in tune. Don't be afraid to have a conversation with them and explain some of the risks, some of the threats, and just like you would tell them, hey, don't talk to strangers. Inform them, this is a toy, this is the purpose of the toy. These are things that we don't want you to do with the toy. Get their agreement, and you should see much better results.
Well, Monica, terrific input and good advice. I like how you challenge the status quo, and you do that at chargebacks911.com. So if you've got an e-store, any kind of an online business, you certainly want to check out what Monica and her team are up to. We appreciate your input, especially as it relates to helping to protect kids' safety and privacy, and look forward to having you back on the show again sometime.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
The OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3 is the ultimate external SSD optimized for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast backup, duplication, and editing. Designed for mobile workflows that demand bus power portability and elite performance, the OWC Envoy Pro EX delivers a military drop-tested enclosure and speeds up to 2600 megabytes per second. The Envoy Pro EX is a powerhouse, inside and out. Learn more about the OWC Envoy Pro EX at owcdigital.com.
The Internet of Things, cars, homes, offices, shipping carts, clothes, devices, everything is fascinating. Do you have any questions about IoT, the Internet of Things? We at Into Tomorrow are here to help, and it would be our pleasure to address those issues for you. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. For more information, text radio to 35,000. That's radio to 35,000.
Ah, there you go. Keith, who didn't tell us how he listens or where he's writing from, but this is one of the occasional emails we get to, sent the following.
Dave, I recently purchased hearing aids that are Bluetooth compatible with my iPhone. However, I was hoping that they would also be compatible with my Cisco VoIP desk phone at work. However, they are not. Question one, is there a VoIP phone that you know of that is Bluetooth compatible with ReSound brand hearing aids? Or question two, is there a Bluetooth router that I can hook up to my Cisco VoIP phone that would work with my ReSound brand hearing aids?
Wow. Well, Keith, there are plenty of desk phones that will be compatible with your hearing aids. With ReSound hearing aids, you typically need a device called a Phone Clip Plus to act as an intermediary and as a microphone. But if you've been using your aids with your iPhone, we'll assume you have it already. Many of Cisco's desk phones feature Bluetooth support. For example, the 8800 line of VoIP desk phones do, but you'll find that so does part of the 3900 series and even the 6900 series and even some of the 7900 series that yours belong to. Bluetooth support is a popular feature in newer desk phones. It's just not available in every single model at the moment.
If you're willing to switch brands, you'll find that most manufacturers include Bluetooth support in some of their newer models, too, often even on models that are not targeted at business users. For example, Ooma's Tello, which we have tested here, offers Bluetooth headset support. Unfortunately, your 7940 lacks a feature called wireless handset hook switch control, which others of its siblings like the 7942 have. Wireless HHC is what allows the phone to be picked up remotely by another device, and without that feature, you won't be able to operate your phone from a Bluetooth headset, whether that's a hearing aid or anything else. There are some solutions you can look into. In particular, there are devices called lifters, like Plantronics H10 lifter, for example, which physically lift the receiver, but they're expensive, and we haven't seen users pairing them with Bluetooth devices. They seem to be designed to be used with other wireless receivers.
And while it sounds complicated, again, remember, Keith, we've got all the show notes for you. You can visit us at intotomorrow.com. Look for the show for March 23rd, Hour 3, your question and our answers at intotomorrow.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle
Call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. That's 800-948-6519. NMLS number 1136.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the audio streaming for all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our site at IntoTomorrow.com and on our free Into Tomorrow apps.
Do you get our once-a-week free tech newsletter?
I do, and I love it.
Oh, good. And you, too, can receive it when you visit us at IntoTomorrow.com. Little red and white box pops up asking only for your email address, which I stress we share with no one, and your privacy is guaranteed with us. And you'll get, once a week, our tech newsletter with many things, including Beth's tech tip.
Easter prep with tech. The Easter Bunny will be hopping to town soon, and using your tech can help you with everything you need to enjoy the springtime holiday.
And there are more than 3.5 million apps in the Google Play Store, but we've got 10 that specifically deserve a spot on your home screen. So the 10 must have Android apps for 2018 so far, including the Into Tomorrow app, of course. Also in this week's Into Tomorrow tech newsletter. When you call in, you win prizes. It's automatic when we hear you on the air. No promises, no guarantees, but tell us when you call in of any of the things you're about to hear. If you would like one, we'll do our best to get it to you. For example,
from Killer Concepts, we've got some Piggy Pro phone stands. These are razor-thin metal stands that stick to the back of any phone.
They really work handily. eBags calls their quick charge battery. Well, they say you can call it a battery if you want, a power bank, a quick charge. We like to think of it as a lifeboat. We've got several of those to share.
We've still got some of the My First Sketch 12-inch LCD sketch pads for kids.
OtterBox has sent several Defender Series rugged cases for various iPhones and the Samsung Galaxy phones.
From McCallie, we've got an aluminum laptop stand.
Ooh, and from Gourmia, I can smell it already, 11-in-1 stainless steel multi-cooker. Any of these things could be yours when you simply call in and participate. 800-899-INTO. Details at intotomorrow.com.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.